everyone, and welcome to LID Radio Podcast. Today we're talking to Simon Tyler, author of The Impact Book, The Keep It Simple Book, The Impact Code, The Simple Way, and most recently, the Business Book Award finalist, The Attitude Book. Simon is one of the world's leading business coaches, consultants, and inspiring speakers as well. So today's inside knowledge is about what are you feeding your mind? So this relates to the fact that thoughts trigger feelings, which then trigger further thoughts, and this all acts as a wheel that turns all the time. It influences our attitude, the conversations, and the impacts that we have. So with significant reference to coronavirus, it affects our immune system. So what are you feeding your mind, and how are you rationing your consumption to provide the vitamins you need? Now, Simon actually has his own podcast called Simple Notes, which he records with his right-hand man, Simon Emmett, and they've kindly let us use the recording for LID Radio. So without further ado, over to the Simons.
Yeah, this for me is a big one, and I really hope this helps lots of people. So if you're listening to this and you think this might be useful for people in your network to hear, please forward them the link. This could be useful just to give people a bit more insight into what's going on around them and how it affects them. And you're right, it's about thought. And I use the very simple and workable metaphor of the physical food that we eat does affect us. It affects how we feel, it affects our ability to move. If we eat too much of any one particular product, it's not good for us, and so on. And the same applies totally to our thinking. It's an undeniable point, and it's been scientifically proven over and over again. And I quote in the Simple Note one particular piece, because I've used it for a long time ago. It's a long time ago, but it's been repeated in different ways. 2003 at the University of Wisconsin, where they studied how the prefrontal cortex, which is the big deciding part of our brains, and the link between how that triggers sadness and depression. And they undeniably proved that the greatest activity was when people were asked to dwell on distressing stuff in their life and how that drove down their antibodies after, and then that was a situation in an influenza vaccination. And in contrast, those who showed exceptional activity in their prefrontal cortex when they recalled happy times developed higher antibody levels. So in essence, the whole immune system is linked to what we choose to focus on and the thoughts we choose to trigger.
Yeah, so you ask the question in this Simple Note, what are you feeding your thoughts right now? And creating some awareness on that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, and I'm aware of it from my point of view, because understandably we're inundated with not just the news and the obvious media in terms of how they are putting whatever spin they choose to put on. Some of them are more fact-based reporting, others are more speculative reporting, and how that makes me feel. And in addition to that, I notice how news or semi-news items are shared between friends and communities on all of the social media platforms, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and so on. Memes that are, they cause a thought, they trigger thoughts around that subject. So I do implore you, listener, to think about what perhaps is in your thought food diet right now. What particularly, and this is your way of noticing, has been your thought food diet over the last few days or weeks? And where have your thoughts gone or developed or stayed? I'm hyper-conscious because obviously this is what I do, but for me, I notice how some articles and some TV reports make me feel either sad, happy, neutral. Some trigger me to have some good thoughts, some trigger me to have some bad, defeatist thoughts. Notice this, because we get some control here. And when we're personally submerged in maybe this wave of global, local, team, or your internal conversations, it seems as if you've got no choice but other than just to press on and hope that things will get better and maybe my thinking will improve and I'll think my way through this. That's not going to happen. And just as with your actual diet that you feed your body, you do have a choice in both the nature of the nutrients and the volume of the nutrients you choose. and the volume of the sugar-based stuff in your diet, you have exactly the same choice. So I invite you to consider, and I've tried to make this as simple as possible, as I would. Firstly, news stories. Already mentioned them a little bit. Now, news naturally is known. We know this. The global media is naturally inflammatory. They want to inflame us and trigger us to have a reaction for whatever their reasons are.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We do need to keep in touch with the news. Whatever your country broadcast is daily or how often they're doing, it's probably important to know what the guidelines are. But beyond that, if you start to consume too much, too often, it is going to trigger your thinking of fear, pointlessness, sadness, or defeat. So my simple attitudinal coaching advice here is stay in touch with what you need to know for your job or for your basic well-being and ignore the rest. It's hard, just like a food diet. It's tough to wean yourself off this stuff, but you've got to do it. You have to do it. Second group, comedy, which I've just grouped as comedy, and you and I had a discussion about the whole subject, might this be art? And you could expand this to think it's the art and entertainment world, but comedy for me, it does provide an alternate and potentially lighter view on life. And again, if you consume too much of this, it may trigger some detachment, maybe a bit of cynicism, and potentially some flippancy. I notice in some of the social media world, the comedians have chosen a certain speech point, and it's really good and it does deliver those alternates, but it could trigger flippancy. So again, my simple coaching advice here is find the comedians that resonate with you.
Yeah.
Explore new talent, because there's a lot out there. Test the reaction that you have and feast on some of it every day. It's good. It lightens the load. If it makes you laugh, if you feel a proper, a gut-moving laugh, good. It's causing something. And share a story with people, but be mindful of the flippancy. Third group, fiction. Fiction could be in TV or books, and this is a great way of escapism, moving you out of this situation and lifting your thoughts into another space. And it's entertaining. Everybody has their own desires and likes for this, but I'd go into this category and perhaps maybe into some subcategories here. Obviously, all the ones we know, drama, thriller, comedy, romance, etc. Each of them will influence your thinking differently. And the same again, if you consume too much of this, if you sit and zone out into full-on entertainment, whilst it's great escapism, but if you're doing this too often, it might again lead to some form of a detachment and numb your own active, creative thinking. So again, it's balance. My simple coaching advice here is find a mix that works for you. Tune in to how you feel immediately after, or maybe 30 minutes after. I remember working with one personal trainer, and we did some work on my diet as well. And he encouraged me, and I had a diary for a few weeks. And my job was to write down 2 hours after every meal how I felt. Did I feel tired, inspired, drowsy, and so on? And it was really interesting to see different food products, for me, cause different things. Mm. And I would say the same with this, same with your fiction group. And my final group, and clearly this is not the definitive list, next group is provokers. Now, these are leading-edge thinkers and challengers. They sort of seem to come in the same group as news, but they're not. These are people who are actively thinking and challenging the status quo, challenging what's going on. I think these are essential to have these in your diet because they stretch you, challenge your current mindset, maybe help you wrestle to let go of some of your past thinking and past ways. Obviously, some of these people are positive in terms of their orientation, and some are more negatively focused. Both are okay, but again, consuming too much too often is going to trigger doubt, maybe introspection. For a while that could be useful, but too much, it could be a bit scouring and painful for you, and it might trigger skepticism. So my simple coaching advice here, take a light dose of these, tune into your industry gurus and your change champions, whoever you find yourself aligned to. And if you find yourself, as I do, I find myself nodding is my clue. If I feel while I'm reading or watching a film or listening to a podcast, if I'm nodding while it's going on, for me it's a physical clue that it's resonating. So find some of those, get the balance right. And a final group I want to suggest to you is the inspirers. These are your thought vitamins, these are the nutrients, these are the good stuff. And it's almost difficult to consume too much of these, although perhaps overuse may leave your head in the clouds, perhaps, as you become thinking about concepts and you're up there and you're away from action. However, they are good for you. They make you feel good. So my coach, simple coaching advice, explore these and add more of these to your weekly diet plan than perhaps you would otherwise do, particularly now. Make notes. Allow yourself to journal your new thinking while that audio or video or reading stuff is going on, and allow your thinking to go a bit further. What are you now thinking as a result of that inspirer? Allow, therefore, your thinking to be triggered to go on. So overall, what I'm saying is turn up your awareness of who you're currently choosing to follow. Where might they be on the list if in their world? What impact are they having on your thought food diet? Notice the articles and the memes that are being shared from the people who are in your network, and their thinking might be currently a little bit awry. They might be feeling down, depressed, sad, in which case they're going to tune into that stuff and send more of it out.
So clip the unhealthy foods, in this case the unhealthy snacks, from your diet and fill it with more of the vitamins that actually have a positive impact on you, Simon.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what you're saying, and be really aware of what you are consuming. Yeah. As we've learnt to be over the years with our actual physical food intake.
And yeah, and the two metaphors really do, you can go into this even more.
Yeah.
And see the similarities and how it affects us. And we now know this scientifically.
So you can be really conscious of your level and volume of food and consumption of everything at this time, can't you? And I think particularly when there's certainly in the UK at the moment and all around the world, people are having to self-isolate or be more socially distanced, the type of connections we make and what we therefore consume from them is really important. But we have, in some ways, we have more choice about that in a time such as this.
And we do. And again, just like food, when you're feeling a little bit off or low, it seems like your appetite heightens and you become hungry for more of what you think you need. And you might be just consuming the wrong stuff.
Yeah, comfort eating the wrong...
Comfort thought food.
Yeah. I mean, it's an enormous challenge for people, obviously, this particular time and the whole COVID-19 breakout anyway, but also an enormous challenge just in terms of balancing this. So are there ways that you... you said about reflecting after you've consumed something, be it, you know, previously when working with a trainer on food, but equally... excuse me, reflecting after you've consumed something like this, so music or something like that. Are there ways in which people can kind of make sure that they're doing that in an objective way, things that they can kind of check in with?
Yeah, and almost, you've got to make a change. Wherever you currently are, unless you are feeling particularly awesome, your diet needs to change. Your thought diet needs to change. And you're right, music is an interesting one, and I'd suggest people... Yeah. Grab a copy of the Attitude book, or I'll find a way of getting it out to you if you've not got it. And there's a chapter in there called Playlist, which talks specifically about how music affects us. And if you choose the tracks that make you feel neutral or boost you. And for all of us, it will be different. And I talk about that in that chapter. But your point, first step, become aware. On the basis that you're going to change your diet anyway, start now.
Yeah.
And you and I had a discussion about this last week, and the quest for peace and tranquility is important. And I think it's important to know that through this, finding peace through stilling your mind is important. This is almost the gap between your consumption.
Yeah.
You need to introduce more of these, which is for the next... And we'll all be skilled in different ways. Some people can do it for 10 minutes. Some people can do it for 2 hours. This is a skill. Just to be able to just to sit in stillness of nothing influencing you. So you're taking no food on, you're digesting what's inside you.
Yeah.
Could be meditation, if that's what you do, or simply silence.
As important as what you consume, like having that break from consuming, yes. isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
answer your question fully, look at the last 2 weeks. How have you felt?
Yeah.
What have you consumed from that above list, that, you know, the list that I've just talked through?
Yeah.
And does it make a bit more sense now?
Yeah.
And decide from this point on, the change of diet. You might say, I'm going to minimise my news intake, I'm going to maximise my inspirers, and I'm going to become super aware of my comedy and my provokers to see how that affects me. Keep it simple.
Almost potentially when people have so much more time on their hands, having a simple sort of timetable of what you're going to do, keeping some sort of routine about it on a daily basis, could that be helpful for people?
Yeah, that will work more for some people than others. Some people resist regimes, and I do, certainly resist regimes. Mm-hmm. But it might help for a while. And to do a daily look back and think, okay, what was my diet today? What have I consumed today? That's quite a good thing to do. And then you can make a new decision for tomorrow. Start every day anew.
I think it's enormously important for people to recognise this, like we say, particularly at this time, but it's actually really useful advice all the time to help people get to that level of kind of peachiness that they want to be at, the right balance of vitamins. I think this is important all the time, not just at this particular time, but obviously particularly resonates now, Simon.
Totally now. And you're right, maybe we're all going to learn through this really, really difficult time. We're going to learn new ways of being, new ways of acting, new ways of behaving, and this might be one.
So the biggest thank you again to Simon Tyler and Simon Emmett for letting us use their podcast recording. So do keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing on our channels, and we'll give you more updates and information from experts and authors such as Simon Tyler. So for the moment, take care, and we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.